95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I asked Sluggo a couple days ago if he's ever heard of Winnebago Man, and he said no.
Nope. Not that I think. Not
and I've never been more excited. Because Winnebago Man is one of those things where it's old. It's probably 15 years old.
Right.
And people, it's become a cult thing.
Right.
Where people start watching it.
Yep.
And then it became a cult thing where people started meeting at midnight and watching it, sort of like
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror.
Right.
And then they found the guy.
Ah, nice.
And they made a movie about him. Like, a lot has been done with Winnebago Man.
Okay.
So this is a guy who makes, like, educational videos for companies.
Oh, okay.
So he's trying his best to describe a Winnebago.
Right.
And he wrote all of the copy. And this is him trying to describe the Winnebago.
Right, okay.
Clip one.
Okay.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading.
That's like us every day in
it's
here.
Like us every
yes,
day.
Yeah.
And this guy's my soulmate. So then he's still trying to figure out what lines he's supposed to say, and he's getting pretty frustrated, and this is very early.
Right.
In this thing.
I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. What the fuck did I say? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it.
It's a little bit like Casey Kasem going off on us, but this guy's not any good at doing it at all, ever.
No.
Like, Casey was usually really good.
Also, this guy continues for quite some time.
And it's weird because it's Winnebago's. You know, it's supposed to be happy. You're going to go out on the... That's awesome.
You would think that he has my skill at talking. And there are days when you want to punch yourself in the face.
Oh, man. That is so true. I cannot even get the words out at all.
Sometimes. Listen to him try again.
Okay.
Got to do it again, right now. Oh, f***.
Getting, an editing nightmare.
Yeah, right? Getting way more frustrated.
Dude, it's just a Winnebago. Just talk about it.
Now the cameraman's name is Tony, and Tony is walking in and walking back out and walking in and walking back out because he can't get his lines right.
Right, right.
So Winnebago Man gets mad at Tony and starts yelling at him.
Tony, do me a favor, will you please? Will you? Will you do me a kindness?
Leave.
Yeah.
I think I want to be walking in and out if you're going to f*** up and I got to come back.
I don't, that make any difference to me at this juncture. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony. Don't slam the f***ing door.
All right, hold up. Now he's going to give a speech where he doesn't want any more yelling.
I wonder if he's related to Orson Welles. But yes.
I'm going to guess no. He's going to give a speech where he doesn't want any more yelling. And by the way, he's the only one yelling. Everybody else is calling.
That is usually the case, isn't
it?
No more. Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me.
What?
It's going to be very hot. It's going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling? We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan.
I do like that. I like his cadence, I have to say. If he could just pull it together. No more yelling. He's the rest of the day.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Although he, again, is the only one yelling.
Right.
Now he's trying to remember what the script is, and he's very frustrated because he's the person who wrote the script.
Wow, dude, come on!
Yes.
And they fit the needs of a very diverse...
Buyer segment.
Why can't I remember? I wrote this stuff. Why can't I remember it?
I think you've actually said that in this very studio. Literally, word for word.
This is my spirit animal. I love him.
Man, why don't I say it f***ing right?
Right?
What does the goddamn line say, Tony? I don't give a shit what the line is. I f***ed up the word rear. I can't even read the f***ing VO straight. What the f*** was that?
Getting super frustrated.
Yeah.
Now the flies come in. There's a fly that starts attacking him. You know those annoying flies?
Sure.
Where you can sort of see them, but no one else can.
Yeah,
so, like,
sure,
you're swinging at your face and stuff. And everybody's like, what's he doing?
It's the first of the plagues. Like, frogs are next.
This is the flies attacking him now.
We got flies all over the f***ing place. Son of a bitch. Get out of here, you f***ing flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. F*** out of here, you flies. Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
You're calling a fly a jackass.
To a fly.
The fly hears this. That's what the fly heard.
Correct, yes. But he was certainly upset at that fly.
No, I know that feeling.
And then he tries to work in a big word that he's not used to using.
Always a bad idea.
Into the copy. And then when he says it, he's like, what? Nope. This isn't going to work.
I got to read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit this morning.
Right?
I can't fucking make my mind work.
Yeah, keep that clip, would you?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
here's the one where he uses a word that's too big for him.
Oh, okay.
Meat, innovation, money. Not even funny anymore.
What the f*** is it?
The accoutrement that you will need. Accoutrement? What is that shit? I don't know. It's just all gone. I get so goddamn diuretic when I sit here. My mouth just never stops.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Now he's at the end.
Right.
And he's really considering his life choices. And he's just super not happy with how this has been going. And this is the end.
Ain't worth it. Not this shit. It ain't fucking worth it.
Damn! It's a Winnebago commercial! Relax!
Listen. For those of us that speak like him,
I understand.
I know that feeling. Although the effing flies.
Is he still alive or did he kill himself?
No, I believe he's dead now, but they found... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but...
We gotta celebrate his life.
Agreed. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines, we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you story about the girl that had the tattoo tramp stamp right there where and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale,
and which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of a tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
The point is.
Oh yeah. She
spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did. He awesome. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people have music tattoos because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if like you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world. But
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled like Galvin Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies.
I know.
That's my favorite band
Strange,
on the planet.
Right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
And it's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My by the FM and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names? Faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Ah, very cool.
The lightning bolt across it.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie
Cokey the Clown, Fat Mike from No Effect.
Okay.
Got
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokey the Clown.
Oh, that's
funny.
But
they know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, atoxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, yeah. You've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music touch.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink, yeah. And a cigarette.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It. That's
I love that.
Cool.
How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody knows on, in Southern California?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say occasionally.
Yeah, me too.
I don't drink martinis. And I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
Nice. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God. I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. Don't even act like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick. Yep. About not about the tattoo, but I won $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
that's cool.
A little nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four
people
have seen the tattoo and said, "I know where that's from."
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. "Oh yeah, I know Prince." Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat, the cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is it?
First album. Yeah.
That's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill underneath it? Faster, pussycat, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Get him, boy.
I got three. Chrome, Jack,
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, $1,000 and our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Rock!
Coming up this hour.
Hell yeah. On a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Woo!
Take it easy.
I'm trying, man. I am.
I don't know if you saw the story that has been dominating the news for a couple of days now. Sylvester Stallone.
All right.
A lot of people were upset that he had joined Mar-a-Lago,
which
is ex-President Trump's place.
Oh, weren't they shutting that down or something? Wasn't it going to get shut down, Mar-a-Lago or something?
I don't know, but it certainly hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, according to his people, has never been and is not now a member of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, I hadn't seen that part.
As has been falsely reported.
Oh, I hadn't seen that bit.
He was invited to dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's why he was there.
So it got blown out of proportion.
So Twitter, you know, people went into e-rage.
Yeah.
And went crazy. Seeing Sylvester Stallone join the former guys club proves once and for all that he did his own stunts and he has brain damage to prove it.
He's having dinner.
What a disappointment Sylvester Stallone turned out to be joining Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. He clearly has received too many punches to the head. Almost all of them were involved punches to the head.
Apollo Creed out there somewhere is going, yeah, damn straight.
So we thought, just to sort of set the record straight today, we would check in with Sylvester Stallone.
Right. You have Sly's phone number.
Yes. Well,
you've called him before.
And just get his version of this.
I think that's fair.
Sylvester, good afternoon.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
It's going really well. How are you doing?
I'm not so good, you know, because a lot of people are being, you know, very disrespectful to me on the internet and stuff.
Right. Do you have Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I have Twitter.
Okay.
Do not upset him right out the gate.
I'm just asking, because maybe you would have missed a lot of that.
Of course he has Twitter.
I got Twitter, right. I got Instagram, I got TikTok, I got MySpace, I got Vine. How come nobody's making Vines anymore?
It does seem like it's been dormant for a while. I don't know.
You go to Vine, there's no Vine.
Right. All right, Sylvester Stallone, are you a member of Mar-a-Lago?
No, I've never been a member of Mar-a-Lago, okay?
Okay.
Like I live in Florida now, but I'm a member of a different club called the Breakers Club, right?
What is that, pray tell?
Breakers Club, yeah. You know, like breaking things, like break your face, break your arm, break your nose. Like the breakers. We're the breakers that break things.
Can we hire you? Like, can I send you on a mission?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing Creed 3 because they don't want me, apparently.
I mean, you don't think that your entire reputation is ruined, right?
I think it's like taking a beating, you know, like, and I know a thing or two about taking a beating.
You do, yeah.
And my reputation is taking a beating because, you know, like, I just go to dinner and then, you know, I'm like doing the right thing, like having a meal, and everybody comes to start calling me baby killer. Back and spit on me. And they call me baby killer now. Is it gone? I didn't make that for first blood. I didn't draw first blood. I just had the first course. I didn't have the first blood. It's unbelievable.
I think you may be confused with one of your movie roles.
It seems like a flashback to a film, perhaps, instead of real life, maybe.
Could be worse. I could flashback to Stop on My Mama's Shoe.
Honestly, that was genius. Yeah. That was a genius, genius movie. So, moving forward, are you going to stay away from Mar-a-Lago?
Probably will, because everybody seems very upset about it, you know, like, I can't even go have a meal, and everybody thinks, oh, now he's like, you know, one of Donald Trump's boys or something like that. I don't have a problem with anybody, all right, except, like, the Russians, because I once had trouble with this big Russian guy.
Drago, if I remember
correctly. But we got along, okay? And if he can get along, and I can get along, we can all get along, right? I'm a baby killer!
No, not a baby killer. Yeah, no.
No one's calling you a baby killer, I don't think.
I don't think.
All right, I killed one baby.
What? And then suddenly, Charles Bronson in Breakout. That used to be playing at the drive-ins all the time when that movie, that song was new back in the day.
Drive-ins, wow. The flashback.
A triple feature.
I don't think I could live in a small town after living in Los Angeles most of my life.
Possible, man.
I just don't think it would be interesting.
No, I can't now. We've looked around. We've gone to places. We've stayed places. And I'm like, I got to get home to LA.
Too dull, yeah. There's a city, though, named Christiansburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
And there's a music store there. And they decided it's called Bridge Caldo. I guess that's the guy's name, music, and they decided that they were going to start a sign war, which I've never heard of, but I love.
Yeah, what does that mean? They going around tearing down other people's signs?
No, they have a sign on the outside of their wall where they can change the lettering. Mm-hmm. So it says, "Hey, Super Shoes," which is just across the street. Want to start a sign war?
Oh, nice.
Super Shoes says, "Hey, Bridge Caldro, our shoestrings are stronger than your guitar strings."
Well, that's a fair
not
comeback.
Bad.
Yeah, not bad.
And then the music store said, "Your shoestrings never got anyone a date."
Oh, that's a good one.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
And then the shoe place said, keep your play dates. We specialize in soulmates.
Oh,
S-O-L-E.
That's bad.
Because it's a shoe good-ish. Shop.
Yeah, I think I'm already going with the record store.
Okay, so now the music store. Is going to involve other people. They say, what a crock. I don't know what stinks worse, your shoes or Kabuki sign.
Crock is good, too.
Then Kabuki Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi enters the fray.
Right.
You've got to be sharp to make our good sushi, and we won't string you along.
Oh.
Don't love it.
Well.
Y'all got Crocs, but we got Godzilla. We shredding this war like Caldro shreds guitars.
This is like old school Twitter.
Love it.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
Right.
But on their signs, right. People drive by all day. So then the Super Shoes gets back involved. It goes mosh pits and raw fish, both more dangerous than shoe shopping. Not
enough.
A fan.
No, yeah.
Then a pharmacy gets involved.
Yeah, we got drugs, man.
The Christenberg Pharmacy says music, shoes, and food are fine, but your health is what matters to us.
That's too serious.
It's not awful.
No, but they should have said, you know.
And then the music store said, anyone else? Come at me, bro. Looking at you two across the road.
Wow. That's really weird.
Oh, I'm not done. So then the shoe store says, boy, that escalated quickly. And then the First Church of God says,
wow.
Pianos need tuned. Mikado costs money. Shoes wear out. Jesus is forever, honey.
Nice. All right, that's good.
So far, they're the winner.
Yeah. Then I like a church that can actually step up and play along.
And they said honey at the end of it to make it rhyme.
Right.
Then a professional accounting firm got involved. Shoes, strings, sushi. Your girl will leave you if the IRS is after you. Then the public library got involved.
Wow.
We tried to find time to join the Seaberg sign war, but we are fully booked.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest. I don't hate it.
No, that's pretty good.
Yep. Gas station decided to get involved. We will fuel the sign wars.
All right. That's fair enough.
Hampton Inn decided to get involved.
Wow.
Songs, shoes, sushi is worth a lot of fuss, but at the end of the day, they sleep with us.
See, and I got to think, well, where's the general manager or someone in corporate going, this has to stop.
Right.
This must not be going on.
Which it doesn't.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yes, it's awesome.
This.
Good for them.
And then Lawson Mobile Home Supply says, a musician, shoe salesman, pharmacist, and a barber walks into a kabuki, and the bartender says, this could be a sign.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's pretty
solid.
And
then a car wash got involved, and then a bunch of different businesses.
So virtually every business in Christenberg, Virginia.
Love it.
Play along.
I love that
stuff. That's cool.
Because you're totally right. Usually it's a big business and the boss's boss doesn't get it.
No. No.
Yes.
Take that down immediately.
And stops it right away. Yeah. And in this, they're just all having fun.
Yeah.
Here
at the end of the world.
Other, yeah. And the church is getting
involved.
Yeah, the church. And the library.
Yeah.
I want to move to Christenberg for like 2 days.
Until we read all the signs.
Right.
Then we got to get the hell out of there.
Then we got to get back here. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have an article here, the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things. That's just weird.
Some of them are very bizarre. Mm. And I'm going to have you guess when it gets to California.
Okay. I'm Alaska. Do you have them in like alphabetical order?
No.
Okay.
Indiana.
No idea.
Is a deer.
A deer. Okay.
Deer. Illinois. And I don't know what this is.
Okay.
Zombie coyotes.
Oh, my God, that's the coolest thing
ever. That's the name of it.
Where are they?
In Illinois.
We're moving to Illinois, buddy.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Kevin and I will now be coming to you from Illinois because we're hanging out with zombie... What were they? I already forgot.
Zombie coyotes.
Coyotes. You forgot, too.
That's awesome. I did. Idaho, a bear.
Idaho. Ah, okay. That would suck. That's not the way to go.
Hawaii, tiger shark.
Oh.
I'm surprised by that. Although I was scuba diving...
All right.
In Hawaii, and I saw a shark.
Really?
Maybe 40 feet away.
Really?
And I just froze because I was scared out of my mind, and it paid no attention to me and just swam away. And I was like...
Were you having pictures of, like, Jaws, the movie where he bites his leg off and it hits the bottom ocean floor? And
none of that happened. Georgia, venomous snakes.
Okay.
Florida, mosquitoes.
Oh, man, I can buy that.
I thought it would have been like alligators or something. But.
Yeah, or crazy people.
Yeah, true.
Someone on bath salts.
Delaware, coyotes.
Okay.
Connecticut, bobcats with rabies.
Bobcats, comma, rabies.
Yes. Colorado, cougars.
Oh, like those women are just out of control, man. It'll just like, if you're young, you're in trouble, man. They're going to like, you'll be to death. We're going to keep going, man.
This is the animal.
Oh, the animal.
The cougar.
I was so confused.
California.
Well, you know, you said sharks for Hawaii. That was my first thought, was sharks.
For California?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. They come in inland and they get,
This is a list of the animal most likely to kill you from each state.
I love those kind of things.
California.
Is bears. Black bears.
No, several species of rattlesnake.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Would you have guessed that?
Oh. I have seen one curled up on my doorstep once. That sucked.
About 221 people are bitten by venomous snakes annually in California.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
221.
Wow. So 221 is the most animal deaths caused, or the, you know, the top.
Yes, by animals.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's only 221 people a year. I mean, that's terrible.
But I mean, they have
it's
venom.
A big state.
They have anti-venom for a lot of them.
Sure. And there's a hell of a lot of desert in this state.
Yeah, true. Several species of rattlesnake.
Wow, that's
how bizarre is that?
Oh, those little bastards.
All right, so we're going to take your calls of your run-ins with rattlesnakes.
Oh, rattlesnakes.
Have you encountered a rattlesnake in your area? Have you been hiking,
well, sort
perhaps,
of.
And seen one? Because they are all over.
Had one here, curled up on my doorstep, and just closed the door. I was like, well, maybe it'll be gone in the morning. Guess what it was?
Good work.
I know, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. And once when I was like 7, we lived out in the middle of the desert and came, twice actually in the desert. And I had a big dog and she just barked her head off until it sort of uncurled.
Until it bit her head off.
Yeah. No, she was really smart about it. She was a desert dog and she was like, I know what to do. Yeah, she stayed quite a ways back and was like, he's like, all right.
That's a great impression.
Thank you.
So you had run-ins with rattlesnakes. Call us now, 818-955-KLOS.
I can listen to that nonstop. Let's just put it on repeat. I love that damn song. Yeah. It's a twofer from Motley on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are talking about, we started talking about the animal that kills more people in California.
And every single state, what it is most likely to take you down.
And in California, it is a rattlesnake.
Yeah, which sounded weird at first, but then I remember, most of the east part of this state is desert, so there's a lot of them out there.
So we're taking calls about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. KLOS, hello.
My mom lived up in the upper Tahunga Canyon.
Right.
And she had a hillside filled with yucca trees, yucca bushes, and asked me to go up and clear the hillside. I didn't realize rattlesnakes live and breed in yuccas.
Mm. That's not ideal.
Everybody take note. Yuccas.
I would like to point out that your mother was trying to kill you.
Do you think that's possible?
No, she was down the hill. She was running like fever because I was using a weed eater with a saw blade on it.
I love this. This is awesome.
This story just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
There were little babies and mom all... Well, needless to say, I just took that thing and just started mowing rattlesnakes.
I don't love that story.
I want to see it on film. Thanks for calling, man. That is bananas.
That is crazy.
No, he wasn't one of the 221 that get killed every year, at least by a rattlesnake.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sligo, Mr. Mark down here in Julian, California.
Hey there.
What's happening?
You ran into a rattlesnake?
Yeah. I was taking out the trash one day, the big cans, and we had alligator lizards in the back, right?
Right.
Front porch. So I took it out, I go, oh, damn, you know, alligator lizard. I came back for the other trash can, go, oh, shit, that's a black rattlesnake. So, you know, I'm a city folk, so I ran down, drove down to the Cal Fire, had the fire department come here and get the rattlesnake and cut the head off, and the wife is looking out the window. She goes, I hate snakes. And the female fire. So why are you living up here?
That's awesome. That's thanks for calling. Question. You know, the fire department is the way to deal with it, actually. They're
is
like,
it?
Yeah, they'll come out and deal with it.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, tell us about your snake.
It's not a euphemism.
For once.
DM and I used to go out to the desert and ride around motorcycles. And one night.
Sounds like you're riding one now.
He bought a lifted up a rock, and there was a little baby rattlesnake. And he took a stick and stuffed it. Goes, I need to make a noose, Mark. Can you hold the stick? I go, what?
What?
You're crazy. I ain't going to hold the stick down on this snake.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he wanted to take it home, and he got an aquarium, and he put it in and fed it crickets, but the crickets ended up killing the snake.
Ah! Wow! And crickets everywhere rejoiced. That's awesome.
Thank you for calling,
man. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your snake.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about your run-ins with rattlesnakes. You have one?
Back in 2012, we just moved into a new house, and our garage was a complete disaster. You know, boxes. You know how it is. You just move everything into the garage, and it looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, later on that night, I'm hobbling around in the garage trying to find some stuff, and I see what looks like a little cinnamon roll by the garage door. Oh, man, what is that? And it turned out it was a little baby rattlesnake. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to kill the thing, but I got to, because if that thing gets loose, can you imagine what unpacking would be like?
I mean, right? Couldn't you relocate it?
Nah, man. I mean, that's a great thought, but no.
Okay.
No. Yeah. My dad would be like, relocate it. Where's the shovel? Yeah. He was really good at popping their heads off.
Somebody hand me a shotgun.
Oh, man. So you did you get rid of it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I had to do it in with a metal tube of an umbrella stand.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty clever. Yeah. Well, that must have been fun. Welcome to your new home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wow. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You had a run-in with a rattlesnake?
Yes, I did. When I was about 10 years old, my dad and I went up to Lake Arrowhead. It's called Wolf's Creek. There's really nobody there in the 70s. And we were fishing, and I was running down a creek, bouncing off the rocks. He screamed at me to stop and look down between my legs, and there was a baby rattlesnake coiled up in between my feet.
Ooh.
And it was getting ready to strike, and he handed me a stick, told me to put it on his head. I pushed the rattlesnake's head down. He goes, well, now you got to cut off its head. So he gave me a knife. I cut off its head.
Wow.
And we skinned it. And
what the hell? Then he told me to kill someone, so I did.
Yeah, hold on a second. Is your dad related to my dad by any chance? They sound quite alike.
And then we and then we ate it.
Yeah, he also used to love to eat rattlesnakes. Wow. He loved it. Or
it
any snake.
Just like chicken.
That's yes. That's what I think too. I've eaten rattlesnake as well. It tastes like chicken.
So did my grandma, but.
But you could what? But you could just eat chicken.
Yeah, just have the chicken. Yeah. It's less likely to bite your ass. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, tell us about your rattlesnake encounter.
Oh, good Lord, bro. My folks moved from Huntington Beach to Blythe, California.
Wow. What a terrible move.
Where Bean spent a week just to see what it was like vacationing out there.
What an awful move.
Yeah, that's not good.
They moved 13 years ago, and their backyard goes into the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So my first day there, I'm getting lit and then go down to go fishing with some chicken liver and a fishing pole.
Sure.
And a couple beers. I get to the ramp to get to the dock, and there's this rattlesnake in the rocks, and it's like made that rattle and then made a hiss, and I threw the fishing gear and...
I'm sorry. I thought you said you threw the beer. You didn't throw the beer.
No, the fishing gear.
Oh, hell no.
Just the fishing gear.
I'm just checking.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fishing gear. And then I ran back up the hill into
with the
house, got my family, and we left, and I haven't been back.
Come to beautiful Blythe and so leave quickly.
You fought the snake and the snake won.
Oh, dude, don't ever go to Blythe, bro.
Listen, that's a given.
That's a given.
No one's ever needing to give that advice.
But thanks for reminding everybody. That's very helpful. Thank you, man. 818-955-KLOS. Snake?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm amazed how many rattlesnake stories there are. The thing most likely to kill you animal-wise, animal-style?
In California.
Is rattlesnake.
Is a rattlesnake. So. And you had a run-in with one?
Back when I was about 5 to about 10, I lived in the top of Kegel Canyon, which is north of Selmar.
Right.
We had a rattler every week come into our yard.
Oh,
and,
man.
And we were just chopping their heads off, grilling them. They're curing the snake skin and being straight hoopty people with their their snake skin belts. And, you know, it's like greasy chicken. It's like rubbery, greasy
yeah,
chicken.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fact.
It's like bagged chicken. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Do you miss those days? You're not living there anymore?
Yeah, I don't really miss it.
Yeah. Man, we're moving to Selmar, dude.
No, we're not.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your close encounter with a rattlesnake.
Yeah, that was a hell of a close encounter. About 15 years ago, I was a purchasing agent out of Las Vegas, and our vendor decided to take us out for a round of golf at the Painted Desert. Nice golf course. Anyways, all along the golf course, it said, if you hit your ball out of bounds, don't play it due to rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they even had drunk beer, signs out there, like, after you're drinking, the sign says, rattlesnakes will bite you first. Don't play out of bounds balls.
Right.
You know, so they really made it plain. Anyways, we didn't play that good, but we were close. So I hit an out of bounds ball, and I could see it. So I went down, and they said, stay out of there. You know, drop a ball and take a stroke and go on. I said, no, I'm playing my ball. We're close.
We're still talking about golf, right?
No, we're talking about golf.
Okay.
I went down to play my ball. And as soon as I hit it, the whole hillside erupted with an audio of rattlesnakes.
Whoa. Wow.
And I'm down. I'm looking up at them, and I'm like, and they're going, like, Bull, don't move.
Wow.
And I said, well, I'm not moving. Well, they started swiping their clubs down through the bushes to get to me, and I was swiping my club to get out of the bushes to them. Bottom line, the moral of the story, I won by 2 strokes.
That's the moral of the story?
Yeah, that is. It is.
No, I'm sorry. I won by 2 strokes. I was an ass of a whole round. I won by 2 strokes.
Dude, that's beautiful. That's awesome. You know who couldn't have done that? Indiana Jones.
Oh, he hates snakes. Good.
I like how long that took.
Wow. Wow.
They distorted their guitars there at the end. They should be more careful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
I asked you earlier today off the air if maybe it was on the air. I don't remember.
Who knows?
It's an hour ago. if you've ever gotten a massage.
Right.
I was very surprised by your answer.
Yes, many times. For a while I was going twice a week. I never felt better in my life.
Really?
I found this one woman who was basically doing, you know, Swedish massage, which is what I like. But then she's like, let me do some Thai. And then finally she said, let me walk on your back. And she was so little, and I'd always wanted someone to do that.
Why?
Because it just seems like it would feel really good. It's so much pressure pushing down on you in specific places. And you can use your toes and, you know, really get in and dig in. I mean, I understand that. I get it.
That's gross. I don't
know. And she was filthy. No.
She had hair all over her feet.
She was great.
You seem like a guy who would hate.
Yeah.
That kind of contact with anyone.
Very much anti me.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. I think it's because I'm going to be in and out in 90 minutes. And I will not see this person again, and we're paying cash, and it's something going on. I mean, you know.
It's a business transaction.
Yeah. But if it's just someone on the street, no.
There is a NFL quarterback named Deshaun Watson, and he has a weird, weird group of people. He has like 24 people that are accusing him of trying to get sexual favors.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
While getting a massage. And like
that's so lame.
And then like 18 others came out and said, oh no, we've massaged him and he was fine.
Maybe he just wasn't into them.
I don't know.
Of all the times I went, I only had one person suggest, hey, you know, let me know what you would like. It was in Vegas, actually.
Really?
He had a proper casino, and I'm like, no, that's...
Hey, was that a
casino?
I'll
go somewhere. I'll go to the chicken ranch if I'm looking.
Which casino?
Honestly, I don't remember. You're writing it down.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you like massages, right?
I do. It was since I hurt my back, yes.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a masseuse or a masseur.
No, that's got to be a bad job, especially when people coming on to you. So is this guy, I mean, is this really, do you think this is happening?
It's not one of those things where I can tell.
Right, sure.
Because
yeah.
There's people on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Who knows? I don't want to get to the bottom of that, but I do want to get to the bottom of what kind of a life choice that is and how much that must suck.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because
I could almost see, I'm really good at giving massages. Actually,
what
I could see doing that.
What have you done with Sluggo?
I don't know. I guess when you remove normal personal contact, it doesn't bother me or something. I don't
know.
That's
so weird.
It is sort of weird, yeah.
It has to be annoying, though, because let's be honest.
It's gotta be rough.
Any job where you handle people is annoying.
Yeah.
Because people can be super annoying.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know, sell it retail or whatever.
Right.
People are annoying.
And if you work at one of these places, you can't say, no, I ain't going to do this person. They're
probably right.
I wouldn't think so. I've never asked. I mean, I've had lots of them turn me down. No, get out. You're disgusting. I do think that. I'm like, how can you possibly want to? That's crazy.
Do you tip them bigger?
I do.
Yeah,
I tip everybody.
This
though,
is my
so.
Tip. Yeah. This is for me being ugly. Yeah. This is for me.
It's for the smell today. Sorry about that. I did bathe, but I don't know what happened. It's just...
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. It can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a great profession.
Oh, yeah.
Helps people
feel
better.
Very necessary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you're talking about people who are basically nude under a sheet...
Oh, wait, there's supposed to be a sheet?
Can
get the sheet out of here.
Necessarily go well.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about masseuses and what it must be like to get a massage, what it must be like to give massages.
Yeah, to have that particular job. I've gotten plenty. You've had plenty.
But
what is it like to actually, all right, lay down on the table after you strip naked, and I'm going to put my hands on you, and I'm going to make you feel better.
KLOS, you had one of those?
Yeah, I had a great massage story, and it's not naughty or anything like that.
All right, tell me.
You know, I was a framer back in the 90s, and I had really had a hard week, and I had never gone to a massage before, and you hear all the stories, and I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a good massage.
Right.
And I could give you the name of the place, but it had to do with massage masters and stuff.
Okay.
They were professional. They sounded like a professional massage place. And so I went in there, and there were these cute girls, you know, at the front desk and everything. And I was like, oh, cool. One of them might be giving me my massage and everything. And so I went in, and they legitimately, you know, took a shower, got in a robe, laid down on the table, and I waited. And then this big, super strong looking mannequin.
Oh, man, they sent in a ringer. They sent in a guy.
Bald hair comes walking in, and I'm like, oh, crap. And so he starts giving me a massage, and I'm like, oh, my God, it was the best massage ever. I could feel like he could find these little chunks of, you know, poison
knots,
stuff in my muscles.
Yeah.
And he was breaking them loose and everything. And I literally got nauseous from all the chemicals that he had put.
Oh, yeah, that can happen, especially your first one.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, but I got really nauseous and dizzy and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, all I can say is, hands down, it was the best massage I've ever had in my life.
Did you start dating him?
It is great.
Did you?
What?
Nothing.
Right on. Thanks,
man.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey, we're looking for masseuses. Are you a masseuse?
I'm actually, they call us massage therapists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yes.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I've been a massage therapist for about 13 years, and I've had some pretty interesting things happen to me in the past. Nothing really sexual, but had an old lady take just a giant dookie on my table.
Oh, man, really? How did you handle that situation?
She just all over the place, and she was like SBDing the whole hour, you know, silent but deadly.
Oh,
see, I quit my job.
Yeah,
I quit my job right then.
I decked her over face up, and she was just like, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She was like, uh-oh. And no. I'm like, I said, what just happened?
No.
She said, I pooped. And I'm like, you pooped? And she's like, yep.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, just now?
This is the and worst story like, ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And you, but wait, this, how long ago was this? And you kept going.
This was like 8 years ago. And
wait,
I'm
wow. Did you finish?
I kept at it. Oh, you know what? I couldn't. I had to tell her to get up and go. And yeah. it was going down her leg.
Oh, her okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
though.
For calling.
Wow. But she kept on trucking with the job. That's impressive.
I didn't think there would be anything that bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No. This
is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
No, this
what
is...
What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass alligator... A big-ass
okay.
alligator...
Right.
...emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Tommy, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on.
Right.
Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so... It's not my first encounter. I remember one time, me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And
that did not happen.
Survived. Yeah, it just survived. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants, you know.
like you do when you go fishing. Sure. Yeah, and you're Tommy Lee. Yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know.
Right.
And I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Okay. Oh, well, that's nice.
Anaconda,
that's good.
And I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad
all
you're
right,
safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Let's talk about your home getting taken over by animals.
Oh, my God. This was really freaky.
In this particular case, birds.
Yeah.
I don't know how they all decided while they were in the air that they were going to dive bomb one single
fireplace.
Chimney.
Yeah, they chose one chimney and went for it.
One and only one.
Yeah.
And filled up the house with birds.
Yep, man, their debris, their
and
bird poop.
A woman called her mom who was at the house,
right.
And this is the report.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere. But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
Yeah, so I saw that.
That part of it is insanity to me.
Yeah, it's like they just, you know how you see them move in giant flocks in nature videos or whatever?
Yes.
You've never seen them then do that diving into a typical, you know, chimney.
No, into one chimney. Yeah. It's not like they were diving down into a neighborhood.
No.
They picked one house.
Yep. Let's
and
go
they
here.
Said, this is where we belong.
Yep.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house and soon enough, they sweep in.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
I mean, you said that they showed a little clip of the movie The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock one, which freaked me the hell out as a kid, but you said it looked really ridiculous.
It looked real goofy.
Now.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
And in fact, when I was driving in, we drove through a whole flock of them. Just
are you sure that's what it was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're pretty small.
They're
also protected.
Yes.
So you're supposedly not supposed to be able to take them out of the house, which is insanity.
Well, you're supposed to leave them in your house?
Yes.
Forget it.
Yes.
What about my protection?
Well, I guess I'm moving.
My house, yeah. So Stu's idea of taking a flamethrower to the lot is probably not good?
It's not legal, if that's what you're saying.
Probably
no.
Burn the house down, too. But whatever, Stu.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
An animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Oh,
I mean, that seems like a pretty comprehensive plan. Open your windows and doors.
What happened?
But once the door was open, they decided to take a nap up on the ceiling and go in every room possible.
Thanks for the fresh air. We appreciate it. We're going to take
exactly.
a nap.
And so I guess eventually...
almost 1,000 of them.
I know. She said that they were covered with...
Poop. Yeah.
Yes,
the whole house was.
The whole house.
Nonstop, everywhere.
You know what birds do? They poop. That's it.
That is what they do.
Yes.
They fly and they poop.
Mm-hmm.
And they know
And
things.
They did all over that house. And there was almost 1,000 birds in that house.
Oh, my God.
And the insurance doesn't cover it.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Because it's insurance. That's what they do.
Yeah, they're good at that.
They say, nope, we're not covering that.
Oh, no. Do you remember that minuscule paragraph on page 357,000 that says,
yeah,
no
we'd
birds.
Love to help you and all, but we're not going
but
to.
But go to hell, give us more money.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if your home was taken over by animals or... an animal. It could be just one.
Yeah.
If it's a coyote, maybe you don't want to go in there. It's a mountain lion, which you have behind your house.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want to go in there.
Nope.
So your house was taken over by animals. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about the birds that took over that home in Torrance. And what animal took over your home, sir?
A pit bull.
A pit bull? Wow. When? Why?
Neighbor's pit bull?
No, just my pit bull. That's just how she is. She won't let you do anything.
Yeah, I know that story.
All right, thank you. KLOS, hello.
My chihuahua has done the same, really.
Hello.
Hey. Animals took over your house?
Absolutely. I had a freaking cat come in our own pet door that was locked from the inside but not the outside and impregnates my freaking cat.
I'm not sure that's taking over, but it's having a good time, at least.
Wow.
My wife wakes me up out of a dead sleep, and she says, there's something out in there in the freaking house. I'm like, we got two kids. I know. They're probably out dicking around. So we go out there. We're looking around the freaking house, and we don't see anything. My wife's all, what's that under the bar stool? It's dark in the house. I'm thinking it's a jacket that fell off the bar stool.
But you're hearing...
The freaking cat is still in the house.
Bow, bow, bow.
We are dead center in the middle of an Aerosmith twofer on KLOS, but that doesn't stop us. It stopped her, though. Gotta let that dog out.
Watching a pursuit.
Kevin hates high-speed pursuits.
Oh, I love them.
And just pulled her over in the San Fernando Valley on the freeway there.
And I love all the people that give me a heads up on Twitter.
It's very cool. I think it's Devorah. You know that song?
It sort of looks like her. Yeah.
Devorah, what are you doing out there, man?
I've been driving the wrong way all day. Kind of looks like her. She has a
really does.
Dog, too.
Yeah, it's very cute. He's still
let
in the car.
Out.
What a good dog staying in the car, baby. Oh, poor dog. I was just thinking.
That car's a mess.
I was just thinking if they try and take her down or whatever, that dog's going to come get him.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they just went away from it.
In Toronto, a woman living in downtown found an unknown man inside her apartment.
Oh, that's always fun.
Wearing her clothes.
Oh, no. Was it Dr. Frankenfurter?
And cooking a meal.
I'm home.
Right. when she got home Monday night.
Well, that's fun. What was she? What exactly was she wearing? Do you know? Was it delicate under things? Was it a gown?
At the time, police said that a 33-year-old woman returned home and found the man inside the apartment. Mm-hmm. I don't know
the exact garments.
It's alleged mm-hmm. that the gentleman accused had cooked the meal, stolen personal items, and was wearing clothing items belonging to the female.
Was he cooking it for her?
Or? It doesn't say yeah. who he was cooking it for.
Dude, we don't want your damn food. Get the hell out. Leave the clothes
You're in
here.
My apartment.
Yeah, take those out. Well,
wearing
take them
my
off.
Clothes. Yeah. Wouldn't you rather he stole your clothes?
That'd be so much better.
Than wear them?
That'd be so
because
much better.
Because you're going to toss them out anyway.
I'm going to burn them.
Because he's
ritualistically.
Wearing them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That just doesn't seem cool.
No, they're uncleanable. That is not very
yeah,
going to, you're never going to get the stank off that.
That's not just throw it in the washer,
yeah,
washing machine.
Right.
That's not going to do it.
I wonder how he chose her. Like, he'd seen her. Like wearing something cool, and he's like, I need to wear that.
She's got great clothes. It doesn't say that.
Wow.
His name is Robert Anthony Stumpo,
the dickweed.
Boo. 35 years old, and he broke into her home and put on her clothes and cooked dinner.
What would you do if you came home and someone was wearing your favorite T-shirt and shorts? Grown men who wear shorts to work
and making dinner.
Dinner making. You'd probably like the dinner part.
I would say, hey. What are you making?
If they're enchiladas, first. I'll put them in the fridge for a week or two and have them after a while.
No, I can't. I can't imagine. But what we want is to take some phone calls from people who had their house broken into.
Yeah.
But nothing was stolen.
Yeah.
In this particular case, nothing was stolen.
Right.
He was wearing her clothes.
Right.
Which makes them unusable.
Right.
But he didn't get in and out. He wasn't rushing. He took his time. He was making a meal.
Making a meal.
Yes.
That is a particularly
weird
bit. Yeah, yeah, that's very
so
odd.
Somebody broke into your house and didn't steal anything. What did they do?
And what would you do? Would you keep those clothes? Would you? How would you feel about that?
I would not. I would burn those clothes.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Think.
I might burn him if I got a chance. Hold on. I'll be right back. I can get my flamethrower.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We were talking about a man that broke into a woman's house, put on her clothes, and made dinner. Somebody broke into your house, sir?
Yeah, this is Mike. I want to tell you a story of somebody in my house.
Yeah. Somebody broke into your house. Tell us.
We live next to one of those all-boys, bad boys schools, and somebody got out, and they went swimming in our pool. I came downstairs in the middle of the night. He was on the phone eating a bowl of cereal, playing video games.
Wow. That's crazy to me because your instinct, my thought was, is if you break into a house, your instinct is, I got to get out of here as fast as possible.
Right. But you didn't spend any time in juvie. So
I didn't.
You're not
no,
that
that's true.
Of...
I wouldn't use the pool and
right.
then sit downstairs right. eating cereal, playing video games. What did you do?
As soon as I went down, he just ran out. And they never found him again.
Oh, so man.
Maybe he went home, maybe got a ride. Who knows?
What did you do to him?
They never found him again.
He just sort of vanished from the earth. Odd. We have a little mound in the backyard now, but thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. That's crazy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Somebody broke into your house?
They did. I was living in Dallas, came home, door was open, kicked open, and started looking around the house. Everything was ransacked. It was a complete mess. Stuff thrown everywhere.
Right.
And even my guitar was by the front door where they kicked in. They didn't even take the guitar. I don't know if they even got anything from my roommates. I don't think they did.
So they just wandered in and sort of trashed the joint.
They said, this place is too clean, and they destroyed it.
They helped you out. But they didn't steal or mess up your guitar.
No, and it was right there by the front door, ready to go.
Well, I guess they're not the worst creatures on Earth. Because unless they're John Belushi, smashing a guitar is just plain not cool, man. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Someone wandered into your house and maybe put on your clothes. We want to hear about
made
it.
Made you a meal?
Made you a meal. Made you. Turned you into a meal. That's one of them fun time records. Everybody have a good time party. Woo! This KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We're talking about people broke into your house but didn't steal anything.
Right.
Oddly. You have one of those stories?
Well, essentially, I'm happy about my break-in.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes it more interesting.
Sure.
So I moved to Valencia. This is a safer area. And I had teenagers. These kids
did not believe me how important it is, and that even in a safe area, you still need to lock the doors for the car and the garage and the house.
Right.
So we went through a period of maybe 2 months where people would just come, and if we left the car unlocked, they just move things. Like, you maybe would have sunglasses in a sunglasses spot, and they move them onto the front dash. Or they'd open the garage, and, like, you know that there was laundry inside of the dryer, but they put it on top of the dryer. Like, weird little tiny things.
I gotta tell you, I sort of love that.
Yeah, that's interesting as hell and very odd.
I sort of love that. Yeah. Like, why would they do that?
They're pretending to be a poltergeist. They're practicing for when they're a ghost, and they want to be a poltergeist.
Well, at first I thought maybe my kids were messing with me.
Yeah, that sounds kind of...
I would be, like, yelling at them, like, you see, people are messing with us, we gotta knock everything up, and they thought I was crazy, but seriously, it came down to, they weren't doing it, I wasn't doing it, it was complete strangers doing it.
Wow.
We found that on the camera later.
Oh, so, you found them.
That's so terrible.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I like that.
Thanks for calling.
That's really bizarre. KLOS, hello. People somebody, are crazy. Somebody broke into your house?
My front door was open, but I was at it over some of the neighbors, and somebody came in and stole my whole top drawer of underwear. Just took my whole underwear drawer and my bikini that was on top.
I'm sorry, do you want those back?
I know. How long have you been using them?
I got one on my head right now.
He's wearing it right now.
Yep.
No, I don't want that one.
You're a wise lady.
I can answer that. You don't want it.
Nope. Thanks for calling. Yeah. KLOS, you got broken into?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Well, not so much my house, but my car got busted into while I was playing around the golf. And they didn't take anything from my car. They just straight bashed in my windows.
The funny thing is,
I had something very important in the back seat. They looked at it, they saw it, and left it there.
What was it?
I can't disclose that right now. But
drugs.
Did you have drugs back there, sir?
Was it a machine gun?
Maybe. Hey, and you know what I think they should do to the Astros? They should make them wear cowbells and walk around their stadium doing the shame walk.
Shame! Great idea. Beautiful. You know what? Most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess that's a little different
in
here.
In this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, Cold Read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us knows Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And
I will be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah,
if
Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great. So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined distool.
A what?
A joined distool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was hoping we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come, sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
Asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater. Where am I? Oh. Too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think.
Shut up. And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be. Should buzz.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, ta'en, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. I, for a turtle, as he takes a buzzer.
I really have absolutely no clue that was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
He had brothers sleeping with sisters. 400 and some years ago,
It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I do believe that's the 420th version of White Room that has ever appeared on the earth. People love to cover that one.
They sure do.
Showed up on Matt Pinfield's new and approved show, that is Apocalyptica on KLOS.
Yesterday we had Dr. Drew on because the people here were afraid that I had an addiction problem with Diet Coke.
Because all the Diet Cokes are disappearing from the machine. There used to be plenty until this guy shows up.
What, do they fill it once a year? What's the deal? You fill up a machine. That's what they're for. You know.
Finally, someone's brave enough to take down the vending machine companies.
Greg Beharrel, hey, welcome.
Yeah, what did Dr. Drew say?
He said that he had the exact same experience that I did, which was worrying that you have too much, and then you tried to stop, and it was difficult.
And how many do you have a day, actually?
I am between 12 and 24.
Cans of Coke a day.
24 on a Diet good Coke. Day.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Wow. I have one. So I was hoping you would be here yesterday so that you could take the pressure off of me with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, we kind of ducked out on our little thing there, our little intervention.
Yeah. I mean, people around the station are saying, like, oh, was he scared to talk about his obvious problem? No.
No.
We're having fun.
So, 24.
Damn, dude. When did you start? When was your first Diet Coke many years ago? Were you a kid? Someone handed to you?
Yeah.
First one's free,
see,
kid?
That's what gets you into it, because when you're a kid, you know, parents are like, only one, you only get to have one soda, you know, and then you're like, you know what, I'm an adult, I'm gonna abuse
have 252 a day.
I'm gonna go crazy.
I mean, this is not a joke. You really do drink like 24 a day.
Yeah, and it's not a joke either. I do blame my parents.
But you said you heard Dr. Drew talking about the aluminum thing.
Oh, yeah, they know, because someone said that today. They're like, oh, Dr. Drew said you could get aluminum poisoning?
Yeah, from the cans,
I think,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
But if you drink great amounts of it, which you don't have any problem with.
Yeah, and you got to wonder if that's going to lead to a Spider-Man situation where it creates a...
Are you still eating the cans when you're done, or have you given that up at least?
No comment. I mean, I'm just, you know, we're taking a little
smart
deep here.
Yeah. Probably smart. You're not lawyered up yet.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, well, drink. 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 Drink.